people come. Okay. Oh, you have been. Okay. So we'll have a minyan at 12:30. Okay, so today we're continuing Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. Packet Vav. We'll pack it right here. So, question is like this. Let's talk about Achilas Peiros. So Achilas Peiros, normally we consider that Achilas Aroi. Snack. But the question is there a possibility to have a Chiv Sukkah on Achilas Peiros? Say you Kovei on Peiros. Say you, like, you have a whole feast. You serve all these different types of fruits, and you're not just having one pear. You're having a whole get-together. You know, people have these type of things. They have wine tasting parties, right? They get together and they serve wine and different types of wine. So they can have fruit also. So do we say that any by fruit that by definition everything is considered aroi? Or do we say, no, if you kovei on fruit, so then maybe you have a chiv sukkah on the fruit. And then the same thing, we have to talk about having meat. Usually, like in America today, you have a dinner, you have chicken, meat, that's your whole dinner. Even though you didn't wash, well, we say, no, meat is shahakol, so shahakol, we know you can eat chutzal sukkah, but maybe if you koveya on meat, then maybe that's different. So one level is peiros, one level is meat, and one level is chameches minei dogan, something that has the four, the chameches minei dogan, you know, like cookies, cakes, or maybe even hot cereal. The farina has chameches minei dogan. So even though that's not pasa babakistan, like Rav Shechter points out, it has to be a loaf. So it's not that, but maybe the Gabi Sukkah that has a Hashivas. So the question is, we always think, you know, Sukkah, bread, but if it's not bread, Shahakal, what's the Sukkah? But we have to be Ma'ayin. What is the story with that? So, the Gemara. Take a look on the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. First word in the line is Daite. Meisvei Masav Heviu L'Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai Little Miss Atapshil, where I'm a Gamlio Shtei Kosfos. So Kosevis is a date, it's bigger than a Beitza. So they gave him two Koseviss, Udelisho Mayim, and they gave him some water, for Amru Helum Le Sukkah. And they told him to take it in the Sukkah. Vatani Lalobnish Allah Kaka Lasharotu Hakmir Latzma. So the grave is just a chumra. When they gave Rav Tzadok food that was less than a kibetza, not lo b'mapa, he took a cloth, v'achlo chutz l'sukka, lo b'irachalav. A kibetza b'ay sukka. But if they would have given him a beitza of, say, bread, he would have brought the sukkah. So the Gemara says, "Vishal kadang to kosevis hagasa she'omru shiseir mikibeitza, hashas shei kosevos below garin lo havu kibeitza kosevis hagasa garnisa mihavi yiseir mikibeitza amar yirmiya in Shtei kosevos below garizon lo have a kebetza. In other words, if you have two kosevises, that's not a betza. When kosevis agasav garino, so have a yisayir mikabetza. Mayu damri inchi trei kabe de tamri. You have two kabin of tamarim is equal to chad kabin de kashaisa, is equal to one, as article put it, one tamara with the pit in it, usriach. And Rav Omer Hashabai Tam Mishum Davle Peri, maybe Peri is different. So Frak the Gemara, Peri Labai Sukkah, you mean to tell me Peri doesn't need a sukkah? Meisve Abraham. Shayinu lomdim Torah etzel Rav Lozer bet Shemu Avinu lefonov fenenu te'enim v'anovim achalonu achilos arayi chutz l'sukkah. So we ate the te'enim outside the sukkah. So the Gemara says achilos arayi in achilos kevalo. So it's mashra only, but achilos kevalo they would have had to bring it into the sukkah. So ema achalonum ke'achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. No, it doesn't mean, it means that even if they would have eaten a lot, that would have been achilas arai, that would have been considered like achilas arai, since it's fruit, and they would eat it chutz l'sukkah, even if it's a lot. V'bay seima, achalnum achilas keva, they ate the fruit, achilas keva, but they ate the bread, achilas arai, as a So now, what's the Ibai Seima? How do you understand the Ibai Seima?
Same as done at the first answer, that's fruit. You still always going to be putter. But then how do you fit it into the Gemara of the story when you said it was a rye? The rye was the bread.
The what? Say again? The rye was the bread.
Bread.
And the fruit? So the only reason they had it in the sukkah,
they didn't have it in the sukkah. They had a lot of fruit, but it's still fruit is always part of the sukkah, and they also had bread.
Because originally we thought it meant the fruit was arise, but it's all outside the sukkah. Now, do you see any opinion in the Gemara that says fruit needs sukkah? What is that? Well, that's what the Gemara says originally. Right. Amar Yirmi in Shtei Kosvos below Garin lo have a kibetza, because Sefer Hakasav don't have a kibetza, and therefore it would need a sukkah, because it says Rav Tzadok, he ate pachas of a kibetza, so he ate outside. Not sure if he ate it, but he would have. So the Rosh on page 4 bottom line of the Rosh on page on the left side of page 4 the bottom line, Rabbeinu Meir, that's the Marami Rutenberg. Rabbeinu Meir haya nizar milechol peiros chutz l'sukkah. He was nizar that he ate peiros. In other words, he was nizar not to eat fruit chutz l'sukkah. Ki hasover l'hachmir ki hay lishna de peir by sukkah. And that's what Shimon says, that's the beginning of the Gemara. It seems to say that peiros need sukkah. And that's it. Meaning, but he's following that day in the Gemara. He was Nizar.
Yeah, but
Rav Meir, Rav Rami Rutenberg was makpid to eat the fruit in the sukkah. Like Rav Tzadok, only pachas could be. But if he ate a lot of fruit, he would eat it in the sukkah. But he says, Mu Nira, The mukha chasam dafili peri by sukkah, hainuk shikove atzmo lachilas peris. It's only if you eat a lot of peris, meaning you have a fruit festival. You know, you're serving, getting together, you have fruit. Not just one apple. You know, you're eating, everyone's like a little festival of all fruits. Everyone's eating fruits, so they convey on pears. Just like I told you, there's like a wine tasting. People sometimes get together for wine tasting. Right? They have cheese also. So you see an interesting thing, that there is a shita that holds, there is a type of kvias when it comes to peiros. If you're just eating a snack of peiros, that's one thing, but if you manage koveya, we're going to sit together and we're going to eat peiros. You know, we'll fill ourselves with peiros. So even though you could some hold that that's still called arai, that was what the Gemara says later on. And Rav Shimon Iron Shalita says that both opinions say hold like that. You buy same man, they're original, or holding, no matter what you eat, a peiros, that's considered arai. Carbon. Right. Well, it's my sister in law, Rabbi Yochanan Zaka, and it's always a topic. It's going back on Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel stayed close to the Lulu. Not necessarily. Not love it, but yeah. Gemara saying, seeming to apply like people here have suggested that it's fruit. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Gemara says, Mishum Dahavalev. That was the whole assumption. Then Rav Asher, how should I have time? We should not have a pay rate.
How do you eat the bread?
Yeah, true.
So why did he hold it with a muscle? Because it was a mushroom.
Okay.
Not a little
bit mapo. Rashi says Tosas says mushroom pears mushroom the keys. You see. Yeah, or his truma fruit, right?
Ketosis?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's it. Okay, so that's the Rosh Hashita. I mean the Maharam Rutenberg. Let's keep going. Shtizyan Arayat. Fourth line, Varavra made a parrot zal cause of Dafka Peri lo boy sukkah. About Bosu Gvino, Shard Varm Kutzmi Peri, boy sukkah. Because most opinions of the Gemara says that Peri doesn't need sukkah even if you're Koveya. He's just saying that even the Shita that says you do need it is only if you're Koveya. But a step higher is meat. Even though, again, meat, shakol, you know, we always say shakol, Kutzmi sukkah, shakol, you know. But no, Rabbeinu Peretz says, Basa Gvina, needs a sukkah. Yeah, 1 second. Let's assume like that. And then the third level, so Sefta, there's case of Vachel Vilfara, Mine Tagima, Vachel and Borim, Mine Zonas, Vachel, Mine Tagina, Machel, also Tabishas Aminim, Fefsha, Shu Choshev Yosef, Mibsar, Gubina. Could be it's more chosher than basar gvina, so certainly it might need a sukkah. And then you have the tshuvas of ga'onim here on page 6. Sivakuv tzadi tes lecho peyos chutz l'sukkah yadati shekol ha'mechaber mitiru. He says, most people post him matir, but I'm a machmir to eat peiros chutz l'sukkah. He says, I'm machmir. So let's see how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, this whole discussion. Yeah, let's assume everything is here with Koveya. If it's not kovei, then it's for sure achilu sarai. But the question is there a concept of being kovei on these things? Because normally we speak about kovei on bread or kovei on at least pasta baba kisnan. And here it's peiros, it's basar, and it's chameshes minei dagon, which don't necessarily mean, you know, pasta baba kisnan. Because like Rav Shechter pointed out, if it's not made as a loaf, that it's not pasta baba kisnan, even though it has chameshes minei dagan. Like you have a bowl of farina, cereal, it's chameshes minei dagan. Oatmeal is a question, but farina is a real deal.
How could you argue that wouldn't be
chayav? So we'll see. Let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. Harave and
Shlita.
Well, question whether oats is one of the chameshes minei dagan. It's a whole discussion. So I follow the sheet that I don't do it l'chula, because I don't eat Cheerios on Pesach. Okay, I don't eat Cheerios on Pesach. I don't know if anyone does, but I don't eat Cheerios on Pesach. But when I eat Cheerios for breakfast every morning, I make a burpee. I don't know. Yeah, and the burning fashions. Like the sheet, like the body holes.
But is it on the
No. You don't read the. They're priding themselves. The celiac free, the old Cheerios used to have wheat. But now they pride themselves that they're gluten free. Right? It's on all the boxes. You know, they pride themselves on their on the box, gluten free. Yeah. So I follow that sheet there, but only look, not legabe. Not I wouldn't eat it on Pesach. No, that far. But I would eat every morning. I have Cheerios for breakfast. I make a dhamma and a bar of fashas. But I don't train my children that, because they're not old enough to understand the whole. Mr. Minigal is not like that. Most people don't do that. So I hold, for chinuch purposes, if you do something that you think is right, al pi din, but it's not necessarily the Minigal Olam, you should train people to do that only when they have enough Torah knowledge to understand why you're not following the Minhag HaOlam, or else you could cause children to be confused at a young age.
when a person's older and he understands all the makoros, and then he can make his decision of whether he thinks that he wants to follow that or not. But if you have your children, you teach them to do things that are not what most people are doing, so I don't know if that's a healthy mahalach. But once they're old enough, once they've been learning many years, and now they understand, you know, what the whole discussion is. If you want to hear a shiur online, I have the shiur online in a Hilchos Brachos shiur from Wednesday night's Rabbi Vorhin Shul. I have the shiur online with a packet discussing this topic of whether oats are the chameshes meaning no good or not. You know, when I was Rav Shachashir, he always used to say that the oats are probably not from the Hamishas Mina Dogan. The body's very stark about that. The problem is, you know, people are celiac, so then they have a problem, because the people with celiac, you would usually take oat matzah. But if you hold oats as not the Hamishas Mina Dogan, then you don't gain anything with the oat matzah. You have to go through the Indian. I discussed it with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is of the opinion he follows the regular sheet that it is Hamishas Mina Dogan. Okay. But there's other things in the world other than oats. Quinoa. Now quinoa, I'll tell you my shita on quinoa. Quinoa make a dhamma, but I won't eat it on Pesach. I don't follow that the shita that some hold that it's not kidneyous. I follow the shita that it's kidneyous. Yeah, it's immediately the midgun. So even though there's some shame that give for Pesach, I do not subscribe to that opinion. And quinoa, I mean, Pesfarim they can eat, but for Ashkenazim, then I don't eat quinoa on Pesach. Okay, let's get back to Sukkah. Hashlomo means if you missed a meal, according to the sheet, then you have to have 14 meals on Sukkah. Okay. Yeah. Ochlin, page 7. Ochlin v'shosiv yishen in b'sukkah kol shiva bein b'yom bein b'layla v'ein yishen in chutz l'sukkah.
That Peiros, not like the Maharam Rutenberg, that Peiros, even if you cover Layum, is Chutz L'Sukkah. So the Shulchan Aruch is not Mach, really, Gabi Peiros. Umisha Yachmer Latzim lo Yishtach Chutz L'Sukkah fil Mayim, where is the Mesub? Tavshil, Osim, Mechameshes, Minim, Yikovel of Choshev Kevin Vitzorek Sukkah. But then he says that something that's Hameshus Mine Dogon, then you need a sukkah if you cover a lion. He didn't say that, right? He talked about Paris, and he talked about what? Yeah, Mizonos.
Thank you.
Yeah. The top shield, you make barley, that's good. Say you're having barley, chicken and barley for dinner. So that's a tafshil ha'osui tamashis minim. So I'll tell you what it means. Like tafshil, as Rabbi Bari pointed out, the tafshil, like it's like cooked. It's not like.
Kernel, right?
It's not kernels. Yeah, for example, as Rabbi Bari sheet is that what that the if you have a rice cake, those rice we make a mezonos. Rabbi Bari pointed out only if tafshil of rice, then it's a maisa kedera. But if you have rice cakes, so then Rabbi Bari holds you make a dhamma. This is not a tafshil.
So I would make barley
cakes. Right.
But with
the tafshil, right. That's why I'll tell you another secret. Remember this one? This Rabbi Bari holds that all cold cereals are adama. Even Wheaties. But it's not a maisa kedera. It's not a you know, cookie or a tafshil or something like that. It's like having kernels. So that's Rabbi Bari holds that all cold cereal is adama. So you know you have these bracha books, you know which bracha for what cereal. His sheet is all adama. What? Well, Wheaties is kloyos, you know, it's kernels. So Mamela, so if you machmir on peiros, yeah, but if you hold only chameshes minei dogon, so it could be, he says tafshil, it's not a tafshil, it's just kloyos. But Lagabe Bracha, he holds that you need to Maisa Kedera, so it becomes like a tafshil. So if you're having rice, the way we eat rice today, so that's mezonos. But if you're having rice cakes, that's not a tafshil. That's the sheet. It's not one of the chameshes minim. So it's like rice, the chor is like peiros. Right? It's not a din of mezonos. It's a din of what? Tavsha also in mechameshes minim. So chameshes minim is usually mezonos, but the rice is mezonos, but it's not chameshes minim. So there wouldn't be a chumra by rice. You know, most people who think, oh, rice is mezonos, so you need sukkah. But it's not. Because we paskin the peiros even if you kaveh. We don't paskin like the Maram in Rutenberg. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says the peiros are potter from sukkah a few kaveh life. Now, what about meat? We'll have a, so you want, let's Lerik look, should we look at the Magen Avraham? On page 9.
look at the Magen Avraham. Tviu kavalei nilma min hashukos v'arosh miu nira the mucha hasim tafil iperi by suka erik shukovei atzma lachilas peris. There's even according to the sheet that says peris does need suka only if koveya, which means that kevet didu have kachilas aray the pas. Well, chilas aray the peri lekeman da osa. In other words, there's no shita that is machmir on just an apple, one apple. So he says that's how we pass them. Because the whole machlokas by peiris is only if you cover a lie on the peiris. But if you're not cover on the peiris, then for sure it doesn't need. So we have it to pass it even if you are cover on the peiris, you don't need.
Sheyochal sheyikvar sudas aleim.
There was a beitza is not enough of peiris. You need kvias. Rabbi came with Amir Miyuma. Achilas harayin, achilas kevelo, ayin shom. Sarkim the Lalvi night, you see, you saw the Kalko Sevik Vates, Marshall, the head of the Vates of Paris, Kyle, the Mother Makai, Field Cover, the Mokin Low Park, Midi, Domer Ravuli, or Kal Dark Arai, Domer, he was Tops of Sarkim. Meal, Midi Paris, Lodafka, Mina, Kyle Low Perry, Low Boy Silk, Ravuli, Ochal Harbor, and Kavala, okay, Marshall McMurray, we call Mokam Dafka, Mina, Lina, Mina, Tagima. One second, the Boy Silk, in Kavala, I look at Ochal Kibates, Domer the Perry. So that is the question, what is that referring to? So the Maxichel says it's half shield commission mine dogum. Normally, even by bread, the shear of kvias by bread is yosef b'kibetz. And then we have to see what does the Shulchan Aruch mean. Does Hashem see this in a future packet? But what does the Shulchan Aruch mean by kavalai or by tafshil? How much is that? Let's take a look for a second in the Mishkan of Yaakov on page 14. But really to understand that, we should really look in the page 13 first. Because 13 is the Mishnah in the Mishnah Brachas that talks about the status of the different fruits. And we've got the Gabi Bracha Chrona. What is the status of these fruits? So, if you take a look on Mem Dal and Amud Aleph, Ochal Hanovim v'Teinim Rimonim v'Rachalem Shalosh Brachos, Divrei Rav Gamliel. So Rav Gamliel says you have the bench. Shalosh Brachos. What does Shalosh Brachos mean? Benching.
have to bench. Okay? So that's Rav Gamliel. And then the Gemara says, "Chachomim omrim bracha achas." That's bracha achas mein shalosh. So he says, "You make bracha achas mein shalosh only like what we do." Okay. So then the Gemara, the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afil Ochol Shalak Vuhu Mizono Mevarach Alov Sholosh Brachas. Even if you eat some vegetables and that's your food, you have to bench. So the verse is my time in the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel, that's Rabbi Gamliel Svara. Ksiv Eretz Chita Usora. So it mentions, you know, all these anovim te'inim right next to echalta v'savata. So you see that you have to bench on anovim te'inim. All those things mentioned, the shivas minim, you have to bench. Rabbanan eretz hipsikam ha'inyan. No, since it says Eretz Chito, right? So that's Eretz Asher Lulam Meskenus Tocha Melechem. So that's Mafsi. Because Eretz Chito also. Yeah, you have chumash here. I'll show you the chumash. Yeah, in Parshas Akev. So it says Eretz Hashalom Miskenus Tochal Balechem. Then it says v'chalta. So the word eretz is mafsik between the shivas minim and v'chalta v'savata, because the shivas minim is pasuk ches. Pasuk tes says the word eretz. Pasuk yud is benching. So tes, the pasuk tes is mafsik between pasuk ches and pasuk yud. But pasuk tes it says lechem. So lechem, there's no hefsek between lechem and pasuk tes pasuk yud. So lechem you have to have v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. But the shivas minim not. Rabbi Gamliel says no. That the Shivas Minim is right next to the Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Ches is next to Pasuk Yud. And we don't say Pasuk Tes is Mafsik. So then you bench. Okay? So. Okay, now, look at the Mishkas Yaakov. I apologize, somehow the tshuva got a little bit cut up. But we'll figure it out. He has a tshuva. Whether you have to bench, you need sukkah for payers, right? So if someone would ask you now, what will you tell them? If there is two different sheetahs in the Gemara, but in Lahalacha we paskin that you don't. So the Mishkanos Yaakov, he's not going to just be a conformist like that. Right? He says, "Enei poskim uskim ashaf mekev ein tzarech sukkah ukarava." Because what did Rava say? Rava says, what does Rava say? He has the two. preparing it. That's Rava speaking? So Rava says you don't need sukkah. Right? Nearly the Ashnev Sarif, the Ishnak of the Divi Rav. Echot till the first time of the Gambuya, Mishim Peri, Labai Sukkah, Feel Kaga, Mishim Kevin, the Peri, have a Karai, the Pass. He said, Brachas, the Gambuya. Understand, what did the Gemara say here in Yuma? What did the Gemara say? One second. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara has before. Ma'aseh v'yul v'rabuliel v'zahar v'tamusah. L'rabuliel shtei chosov. So Rabuliel took it in the sukkah. So he was machmir. Now, what was Rava's raya? So he says like this. He says, maybe the reason why Rabbi Gamaliel, what does the Gemara say? Rabbi Gamaliel had Arai, so therefore he ate it. Rabbi Gamaliel was Arai, so he ate it Chutz L'Sukkah. Rabbi Gamaliel Rotzel L'Hachmer, so he brought it to the Sukkah. Rotul Hachmer Latsu. It was Arai. So he ate Chutz L'Sukkah. But it's mashma that if you would have cooked. Had the Achav based Chosav as long as it was Sukkah, Rav Mechumra. Lo Dino. Hayna Mishum to have your pachas be kibetzim. So in other words, Rav Gamliel he's bringing Rai from Rava. That the Kosevas have Yosef Mikibetza, and he still what? He ate it where? Filach is sorry, and Gamliel on the Chumah hits your sukkah, so you could eat it outside the sukkah. So you see that Beitza more than Beitza, and you can. You didn't have to, Medina.
Oh, that's
what we've
written.
Yeah. Time of the boy sukkah, a few cover, the peril have a carried the Paris. like you said. So it's all considered all right. So you can eat it chutz l'sukkah. How the achol beis chosvos lohit shvich sukkah rach bichumra lo dina haynu mishum dahave pachas bichem beitzer. But if it would have been a beitzer, he would have had us. He would have eaten in the sukkah. Fisa azalei rais rava mukha kaman ova peri bois oi sukkah lachilas kevah midina rach bichumra. Because Rabbi Gamliel is different. Because Rabbi Gamliel holds you bench even on Paris. What does it say? No, Rabbi Gamliel says, Achal anovim, te'enim, rimonim. Right. So maybe, in other words, you want to say, bring the rye from Rabbi Gamliel, that payers don't need sukkah, because it says that he ate pachas, so he ate outside the sukkah. But if he would have eaten more, yeah. Sukkah, lo dina, hainu mishum davi pachas v'kibetza. So it's pachas v'kibetza, avi arai. So he could eat outside the sukkah. Fiza azalei rais rava. So mucha kamadon pei by sukkah lachilas keva, mi dina. Because why? Because Rama Gamliel, you can't bring a rai from Rama Gamliel. You want to bring a rye from Rabbi Gamliel, but he's the one who holds you bench even on Paris. So if you bench even on Paris, then what?
Then
of course if you eat more than a kibetz, you're going to need a sukkah. But anyone else, so that's why if you eat a rye, you chutz lo sukkah. And Kevin the sukkah, so you, it's only because of that. In other words, the other poskim wanted to say that even Kevin doesn't need sukkah, because it's always considered arai. Gamliel only did the sukkah l'chumra. Eich rotzal l'farsh time of the Rava, the Gamliel mishum the peri l'boi sukkah fil keva mishum the kova the peri havi karoi the pas. How can you say that the reason why Rav Gamliel doesn't need a sukkah because it's all arai? But the Gemara says that you bench according to Rav Gamliel. The Varchalayu Sholosh Reynosim Kevreshus the Varchal Kosevis Fil Gimel Brachas. So it must be that he holds Yesh Keva LePeres. In Kain Asur LeDidei Achilas Keva MiPeres. Kain Korcha HaDa'achal Beis Kosevos Velo Hitzvich Sukkah. Rach Bichumra v'lo l'dino, because it was pachas v'kibetza v'havi arai. But if it wouldn't have been v'fizeh azalei rais rava mucha kamad over peri by sukkah l'chiz keva midino. But he says that sukkah needs a
Achilles Kevin for Paris needs sukkah, Medina. And any raya you're going to bring from Rabbi Gamliel is not a raya, because Rabbi Gamliel holds that you bench on Paris, of the, at least from the Chamishas, from the Shiva's meaning. So Rav is saying that Shehinu Lom Dutar Shehulev if you will tain him Anon V'chol Achil Sarai Chutz L'Sukkah Achil Sarai In Achil Kevalol, and we say that it's all Arai, right? But he's saying that Mishra Siyakhi was saying you can't bring a raya from Rav Gamliel. The Gemara says Meisri Masav Evil Rav Yochanan Zaka Litom as a Tavshil Rav Gamliel Shtei Kotzlos Udlish Almayim Omru Halum L'Sukkah Betani Olam Mevni Shalach HaKach El Shorot El Hachar El Atzim. So it's not because so they brought him shtei kosvos the delishal mayim. Amar lo sukkah v'tani ala lo v'nesha alach kach ala shor to hach me'atzma. So he wanted to be machmer. So therefore, you see that's a chumrah. Kosevus below Garin lo havo kebeitza, but Kosevus agasav garisu havo yisei rebeitza. And you eat it. So that's what he's pointing out here. Look inside again on page 14. Tshuva, he had poskim his kima sh'af l'keva ain't tzarech sukkah kud rava d'ama b'yuma osam honey time prepare him by sukkah Yosef have yosim yike beitza, I mean it's cut out a little bit, vavi keva Yosef is yosim yike beitza, vavi keva fiyu vachi shari v'gulil because Yosef is yosim yike beitza Avi Keva, but if you have a shari, then Gamliel will have a chumra hitz yuch sukkah. So Rav Gamliel says you can eat a chutz l'sukkah. Gamliel says you can eat a chutz l'sukkah. He's only machmir. So you can eat a chutz l'sukkah. So if she's a hishmid had the rav, look how so the malachas. Then we yashiv das harif, the yashiv dak al divi rav, eich rotzom farsh to Rav Gamliel, shum the peyul abay sukkah, Feel keva, which of the keva the pay have you can write the pass. So how can you possibly say that you don't need sukkah for Paris? But don't you have the bench? So it must be Paris. So you must hold that. There's kvias for Paris. So that's what he said, what he did. Real. He holds the Yesh Kevin of Paris. Yeah, but that's not on Paris. That's Iraq, Yeah. 1 second. Let's just work with Ram Gamliel. So Ram Gamliel. So he, in other words, he ate chutz, he brought it to sukkah l'chumra, but Be'ikar Adin, he holds his
chutz l'sukkah. So he knows some rishus l'varach al koseh, as hainu gimel brachas. Of course, sphere the yesh keva l'peiris, and can also the day achilas keva l'peiris. And can also the day achilas keva l'peiris. And can also the day achilas keva l'peiris. Because it was pachas mikibetza, so it was arai. So that's why it was only al chumrah. Because though it was only, why is it al chumrah? Because he was eating less than a beitza. So therefore, it was arai. And therefore, it was only chumrah to eat in the sukkah. Because we eat in the, why? Because if you would eat more than a kibetza, you'd have to eat in the sukkah. Why? Not because you have to have because now you have a chiv to bench, according to Rambam Gamliel. So according to Rambam Gamliel, he had to eat. In other words, the reason why he took it in the sukkah is because he was eating pachas mi kibetz. But if he eat more than a kibetz, he would eat it in the sukkah, because he holds peiros are like bread. But right, so that's only Rav Gamliel Shita. But if we don't have, if we don't hold like that Shita, then we can't explain the Shitas in the Gemara about eating fruit, because you can explain, if you hold like Gamliel, you can say, if it's less than a kibetza, you can eat a chutz l'sukkah. If it's kibetza more, you eat it in the sukkah. Because why? Because you need to bench. But if you don't, if you hold, you never need to bench. So how would you explain the shita that you eat if you have those that brought it that more than a beitza needs sukkah? So it must be a peri boy sukkah. In other words, he says, because Rava, if you want to bring a raya from Rava, from Rav Gamliel, that he ate chutzla, that Harry doesn't eat sukkah, and it was only a chumrah, so he says, that's only Rav Gamliel Lashitasa, who holds that he was eating less than a raya, so he ate chutz. Was much than a beitzah, but if he would eat more, he would do it because he has a chiyah brikas hamazon. But if you don't hold like that shita, so then how do you explain this idea of eating a little bit out of the sukkah and a lot in the sukkah? It must be that peri needs sukkah if you're koveya. In other words, you want to try to bring a raya from that it never needs. So he says that's only Rav Gamliel Lashitasa. You see, Rav Gamliel Lashitasa. So you can't bring it right from Rav Gamliel, because Rav Gamliel Lashitasa would hold you have to eat in the sukkah if it's more, because he holds you have to bench. But if you don't hold like that, if you hold you never have to bench, then the reason why you would have to eat in the sukkah is because Peri needs sukkah if you koveya, and that's what Mishkaros Yaakov says. Because we don't hold like Rav Gamliel Shita, so therefore we hold Peri doesn't need Berkas HaMazons. So then, what's the pshat in the Gemara that if you have a little bit less than a kibetza, then you eat it outside the sukkah, but more than a kibetza you do, you eat it in the sukkah. So if you're like Rav Gamliel, then the pshat is because there's a chomis birkas hamazon. So that's why less is a chumrah and more is mikra din. But if you hold it's never birkas hamazon, then the other way to interpret it is that what? The less than a kibetza is what? Is achilas haroi. More than a kibetza is achilas keva. And peiri that has achilas keva needs a sukkah.
So that's the Mishkanos Yaakov's Pesach. In other words, this hanhaga of having pachas be kibetza outside the sukkah, more than a kibetza, but to have the Gemara is explaining it. He says, in shtekhtov lo garin lo havi kibetza. So you can eat it chutz lo sukkah. The more you have to eat in the sukkah. So what's the pshat? The pshat is because they held like, so either you hold like Rambam Gamliel, and that's why you have to eat in the sukkah, but if you don't hold like Rambam Gamliel, see, then you have to give another pshat of what's the difference between beitza and more than a beitza and less than a beitza, and that means achilas kevel. So a peiri, when you kobeya for a peiri, then you're going to have to, so that's... Right, so I guess he passes like, but he's saying that those that wanted to bring a raya was from the case in the.
Also differentiate
between Yeah. Right. Yeah, but for a different reason. If you hold like Rambam Gamliel, so then you have to eat in the sukkah of Yosef Mekabetz, because now you have to bench.
Right.
But if you don't hold like him,
you still have to eat if you're coming
out. Right. No, but that line is only because he holds you have to bench on.
Right.
But what if you hold Paris? You don't bench like
right.
We hold. So then you could say that the reason why you have to eat in the sukkah is because Kvias or Paris needs sukkah. Okay, we'll get back and explain more. But that's the Mishkanos Yaakov's. In other words, if you want to just bring a ride from that Gemara, from Rambam Gamliel, it's only Rambam Gamliel Lishitaso who holds that you bench, so therefore, but if we hold you don't bench, but then if you normally don't bench, so then you make a, so then every peri that you're going to use in the kibetza, you're going to have to eat in the sukkah medina, because you kovei on it, even though there's no benches. That was what you said. Okay.